It's around 8:30 on a chilly recent morning, and workers are starting their day at America's Central Port on the East St. Louis side of the Mississippi River. Under a steady drizzle, they blast clean barge hulls with massive power washers. In a suit and tie, the port's executive director, Dennis Wilmsmeyer, is a sharp contrast to bearded workers wearing Carhartt overalls. He takes a wide stance on top of a barge that rocks back and forth.
Agriculture is just huge here in terms of what we do on a daily basis, bringing that grain in here by truck, by rail, and that goes directly into barge, then heads south to New Orleans for export.
The port moves around 1.5 million tons of grain each year, and with that much product passing through, any delay causes a logjam.
We've got a 75-day maintenance period going on right now in the main chamber of Lock 27. Now we've got barges that are backed up for days trying to get through that lock system. And those are scheduled. It's the unscheduled ones that are really a concern to us, because you just have no idea when you're going to get through or how long it's going to take to get that repair made. Again, that's just because of the age of the infrastructure system.
That's because half the locks and dams in America are at least 50 years old, and a third were built around the time this Farm Services Agency film was made in 1938.
Down from St. Louis, hemp and potatoes, pork and flour. We sent our commerce to the sea.
I'm 57 years old, and I'm in need of repair from time to time.
Rick Calhoun is president of Cargo Carriers, a subsidiary of agribusiness heavyweight Cargill.
With transportation assets, you know, when they aren't moving, they aren't creating any revenue.
And that's why the industry has proposed laying down more cash in the form of an increased fuel tax to help pay for upgrades. But he says that hasn't gone over so well in D.C.
Even if we say we're willing to pay more tax ourselves, you know, there's some in Washington, D.C. that don't think any additional taxes at all are needed.
Even though a lot of farmers have had some good years lately, the cost of doing business continues to rise. Fuel and fertilizer aren't getting any cheaper, and delays on the river would eat into their bottom line. Dwayne Ford farms soybeans in Kinmundi, Illinois.
Well, producers from Missouri and Illinois are extremely concerned, because we utilize the river system. Most of our grain, even if we sell the grain at the local elevator, it's transported over here to the Mississippi River or down the Illinois River and even the Ohio River. But as the locks and dams deteriorate, that means that we're going to receive less money, because transportation costs are going to be going up.
And it's not just what's in their pockets come harvest time next year that causes concern. Ford says American agriculture has an international reputation to uphold.
One reason they buy is because of the quality. Another reason they buy is because they can depend upon us to get the product there when we say we're going to get it there. And if our locks and dams go down and we're backed up and we can't get our product out to the Gulf to export it, then they're not going to rely on us anymore as a person that they can buy from and get what they want when they want it.
Big farmers like Ford are seeing global competition get tighter. Brazil replaced the U.S. last year as the number one exporter of soybeans to the highly coveted Chinese market. And the Chinese seem set on having an increasingly cozy relationship with the South American competition. In one case, they invested $500 million to build a processing plant in Brazil. That could be bad news for Illinois agriculture, which is the nation's second largest producer of soybeans. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Tim Lloyd.